Good morning. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time update on Tropical Storm Nate. Right now, Nate is located about 175 miles southeast of Cozumel, Mexico, moving off quickly down to the north-northwest at about 21 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds have increased up to about 50 miles per hour, and we are expecting Nate to continue strengthening as it moves north-northwestward near the eastern tip of the Yucatan Peninsula later today and tonight and move into the Gulf of Mexico on Saturday. And we are forecasting Nate to reach hurricane intensity before it makes landfall along the northern Gulf Coast late Saturday night or early Sunday. We now have a hurricane warning in effect from Grand Isle, Louisiana to the Alabama-Florida border. And a storm surge warning has now been issued from Morgan City to the Alabama-Florida border. So that hurricane warning means that we expect hurricane conditions somewhere in that warning area within the next 36 hours. The storm surge warning means that life-threatening inundation from storm surge is expected somewhere in this area during the next 36 hours. So anybody who lives in that storm surge warning area is urged to heed the advice of any local evacuation orders that have been given by your local government officials. Today, on Friday, you're going to have all day to prepare for the storm, and you're going to have part of the day on Saturday. We expect the most likely time the tropical storm force winds will arrive within those warning areas on the northern Gulf Coast is late Saturday into Saturday evening. So by late Saturday, conditions are going to rapidly deteriorate as Nate is moving quickly northward, bringing tropical storm and then hurricane conditions, as well as life-threatening storm surge to portions of the northern Gulf Coast. We're also expecting widespread rainfall totals of 3 to 6 inches with isolated amounts as high as 12 inches across portions of the central Gulf Coast. And that will also extend up into the southeastern U.S., into the Tennessee Valley and southern Appalachians through this weekend. And that could cause some flash flooding problems even after Nate moves well inland and weakens to a tropical depression. Please stay tuned for further updates throughout the day on Nate. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.